Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. An evening with Amy Adams Drunk. It's coming up Thursday, April 18th, 1 week before the NFL draft at the Bell Tower. Martin's Barbecue providing food. We'll have beer and wine provided too with your ticket price. Tickets are available. Hutton1045.com. Chad, we sold three more tables over the last 5 days with some businesses getting on board, which is excellent. So Mr. Good Roof, one of those. Big thanks to them for stepping up to purchase a couple of tables. And you can sit with John McClain. You can sit with several different Titans. We mentioned Eddie George will be there. Blaine Bishop will be in attendance. Joey Kent has told us he'll be there. And much more.
It's going to be a fun night. And if you've not heard John McClain in one of these settings or seen him, it is outstanding. Chance to have an evening with the owner of an NFL team and Amy Adams Shrunk that you're not going to get many places. So take advantage.
And Chad Withrow will be there. He will start a receiving line in the tasting room, which is also free from 6 to 7 p.m. at Bell Tower.
Hutton, I plan on educating myself on all the bourbons that are in this facility, and I will lead a tasting session.
There are several dozen.
I'm going to have people swirling it. And
wait
for the oaky finish, if you notice. It's notes of Tanglewood in there, I believe. I don't even know if that's a thing.
Tanglewood.
The wormwood finish, similar to absinthe. We have Kirby Allen Kirby here who will explain the taste of absinthe.
Kirby brings in his sugar his cubes there that he can properly drip the absinthe.
I hate, what is it, licorice?
I hate licorice. Why are you drinking absinthe?
Wasn't it like a $75 glass of absinthe too?
Yes. From a bar that's been around New Orleans since 1775. Let's go to John McClain, who joins us every Tuesday at this time talking NFL headlines. John, we're excited about your dinner with Amy Adams Drunk coming to town on April 18th.
Tell you what, Jonathan, you're doing a great job. You ought to start a company where you do benefits. There are people out there that do that. You've just done a magnificent job for a great cause, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. On Sunday, I go to Arizona for the annual spring meetings at the NFL, and Amy Adams Strunk and I will be huddling, formulating our game plan about how we're going to handle my 101 interview with her that I'm really fired up about. And I know she is too. Last time I talked to her, she said, let's raise some money for a great cause. And I said, we're doing it. And she's pumped about it. It's going to be a week before the draft. When you guys told me there's an estimation of 300,000 people being downtown, and I'm known Nashville for 22 years, but will that be bigger than the Predators being in the finals and all the crowd being downtown for that?
I would think so, John, when you consider all the other fan bases that'll be a part of
it. And the hotels and everything else involved, absolutely.
I know people from here who are Texans fans who come to Nashville and love it. They're coming to the draft and just treating it as a vacation. I think that is a great idea. And I think it's great for the city. It's great for the region. It's going to pump in a lot of money. Think about how much the skyline in downtown will be shown, not just during the 3-day draft, but you guys know how ESPN and NFL Network promote the draft. And so, and I know Amy was very instrumental, but Amy and whoever else behind the scenes got the draft to come to Nashville. That is a tremendous achievement. And there's a lot of cities, including Houston, that would love to get it too, that will reach out to them for advice about how they got it, because it's become such a monumental event. It's a huge party. and everybody knows how much Nashville likes to party.
Tim McGraw just announced as the free concert on night one. So they're going to have several concerts downtown on the main stage, free to the public that will be downtown. You mentioned the Stanley Cup final run by the Predators a couple years back. That absolutely caught everyone's attention. And then on top of that, the uniform reveal last year, last spring, really got the NFL's attention on the type of party and the type of turnout and the visual that you can have downtown for an NFL draft. It's going to be epic next month.
I can't tell you how many times I saw online pictures taken, I'm guessing, from roofs of other buildings on Broadway showing the fans. And, when the fans, if you wear bright colors, you can see it better. It was a sea of humanity. And I remember how many times I saw it. I retweeted it because it just blew me away that they would be able to do that. I told a friend of mine coming up there, I said, now, you guys better stay where you can walk because it's hard enough to park anyway, and the Uber drivers are going to be coming, I imagine, from all over that part of the country, kind of like strippers come to a city for the Super Bowl because they know they're going to make a whole lot of extra money.
I wonder if they're coming in for the draft.
I'm sure they'll be around somewhere.
John McClain with us. You can follow John on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. John, what is going on with the Russell Wilson rumors to the New York Giants from Seattle?
Well, Russell Wilson was on, I guess, the Tonight Show, and the question was, do you see yourself being a highest paid player? Well, he was in New York, and he said, I love New York, but Seattle's my home. So when he said, I love New York or I like New York, then nobody blows things out of proportion like the New York media. If he'd have been doing the show in L.A. with NFL Network with Rich Eisen, and Rich said, so what do you think about L.A.? Well, I love L.A., but Seattle's my home. Then you would have had people saying, oh, he wants to go to L.A. I'll tell you something that I talked about on my show here this morning in a Facebook Live I just did at the Chronicle. I think one of the best free agent signings one of the best moves I've seen during free agency was the Titans getting Ryan Tannehill. And if you think who the backup quarterbacks have been behind Marcus Mariota, this is a great move. Because if you go back, say go on NFL.com and go back through Ryan Tannehill's game logs since he was drafted number one, and you can see he's had some big games. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be the starter, of course. I just think getting a quality backup who is used to starting, he will make Marcus Mariota better. And if Marcus gets hurt, as he has every year, you now have a quality backup who's been a former starter, and that helps the Titans, I believe, tremendously.
Well, it gives you a chance. Right? You don't have to scrap your game plan. And if you don't want to term it like that, you don't have to gimmick up the Wildcat with Derrick Henry and a fake punt with Kevin Byard to beat the Houston Texans in week two. You know, you give yourself more of a chance.
I watched Tannehill go from receiver to quarterback at Texas A&M and then show tremendous improvement enough to get him drafted in the first round. I think Mike Sherman, his A&M coach, was at Miami then, to get him drafted in first round. He showed enough to the Dolphins where they gave him a big second contract. And then I think he blew out his knee right after that. But I've watched him. He's mobile. You know, he can move around like Mariota does, other than when he got seriously hurt at the start of the season. He's been durable. So that was a tremendous deal that John Robinson pulled off. It didn't cost much. And people here are like, the Texans need a backup quarterback. Brandon Whedon's one-year contract's up. They had H.M. McCarron in yesterday. And they said, well, why couldn't the Texans get a guy like that? So everybody's asking that. And I think it's also really good for Tannehill, because if Mariota misses any games and he's yet to play 16, he can get some stuff on tape that maybe will help him get another job as a starter at some point.
John McClain will be in town at the Bell Tower on Thursday, April 18th. And John, Gator Mike is on the line. Mike helped us out with the Hyatt at Nashville over at Vanderbilt. And Mike, it's a big thanks from Team Hutton 104.5 for the Hutton Suite at the Hyatt over at Vanderbilt. And I know John is pumped about the stay as well.
Yeah, Jonathan, we're excited to first off about having John come in and check out the Hutton Suite overlooking your hotel just right down the road, the Hutton Hotel. Leading into the commercial before coming back on air, you know, we want to try to have a listener have their own draft day story. So we want them to go online and bid for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society for Team Hutton 104.5 and also, you know, have a great stay here at our hotel with all the amenities, that great suite, which if people didn't get a chance to check it out, Jonathan's put it out there on Facebook, on Twitter. John will be here to experience it. We'll be talking about it. But then, you know, not only the great stay here, but then they get to go to do all that stuff with you at Titans Radio. So we want, you know, a listener not only to contribute to a great cause, and as John always says, it's tax deductible, but to also have their own draft day story. So maybe we can run their promo next year that they have a draft day story as well.
Hyatt House, Nashville, over at Vanderbilt. John, you saw the video. It's excellent, right?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait, Mike. Thank you very much. Can't wait to meet you. Can't wait to stay at the Hyatt. I'm been a member of the Hyatt program for decades, and that video just looked outstanding, especially the view. That's one of the things I love about Nashville is the view.
Yeah, we love it too, John. I mean, it's a great addition for our city, great for our Hyatt portfolio coming in, like me and Jonathan were talking about on the video. Is, you know, and then we have a Grand Hyatt coming along and stuff. So we're just excited to be part of this and always been a lifelong friend Hyatt has with 104.5 The Zone. So, you know, it's the least we could do to step up, but we look forward to having you, John. And you know what? Let's just try to get Jonathan some more money for Team Hutton 104.5.
Thank you very much, Mike.
It's a great cause, and I'm hoping people will step up and buy tickets because you're going to something you cannot go to anywhere else. Listen to an NFL owner sit and talk about her team and the league and the draft for an hour. You get to mingle with people like Eddie George and all those former players. You get to hang out with Paul Kaharsky and Chad Withrow and Jonathan Hutton and others at 104.5. I am so excited to come up there, and I'm honored to be part of Team Hutton.
I'm told that Don Davenport will be there for sure. Titans Amy will be in attendance that evening. And,
they're both sitting at my table?
Yeah, absolutely. John has the 30-person table, and we can...
As well he should.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have Joey Kent, Vols legend, former Titan as well, who will be in attendance that evening as well. So it's going to be a really fun night. Detail on what Gator Mike just brought up about Hyatt House at Nashville over at Vanderbilt, online, Hutton1045.com. That's where you can find everything. Jason Martin did a great blog post that details every single event going on. There's several. I get it. It's all organized. Hutton1045.com if you'd like to get involved. And just to reiterate, 100% of everything we're doing is going to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Tennessee and the local chapter here. John,
you guys, you know how much nicer it is that the Titans have their number one pick in this situation. It'd be funny to me if somebody came along, if John Robinson made him a really good offer, but he had to trade out of the first round when the draft is there. Mm. I think John would have to say, sorry, we got to have that number one pick. We got 300,000 people here. And I have been, and tell me if I'm off base on this, I have them taking a tight end because Delanie Walker will be 35. And I'm about to turn in my seventh mock draft, so I've switched it around. But based on what they've been done in free agency, am I off base if I have them taking Iowa tight end Noah Fant, who looked so great at the combine?
Well, I mean, I don't think anything is way off base because of what they've done in free agency. They don't, I mean, they have needs, but it's not like you can pinpoint exactly what they're going to do with the 19th pick, or if they were to trade down and stay in the first round, what their decision making would be. I'm still saying that it's going to be a big player, whether it's a big offensive or defensive lineman or someone off the edge. I'm looking for a defensive player up front that's going to get after the quarterback in some way, and provide depth there. I think that's where I would point to. But I don't think there's any way off base scenario if they were to go offensive line or with a playmaking tight end. Go ahead, John.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. It seems to me when Mariota's going into the last year of his contract, you have to maximize everything around him if you can. You have to make sure he's protected. You have to give him weapons. We know they're not going to be drafting a running back. They're not going to be drafting an offensive tackle. And I think they could get a guard in the second round. But that's why I think even though Mike Vrabel would love to have another pass rusher, you can't have too many for Mike or too many cornerbacks either. But it just seems that they've got to maximize everything they can this season for Mariota.
615-737-1045, our number. 615-737-1045. We'll get some calls coming in. John, if you are Odell Beckham Jr., are you excited to be in Cleveland right now?
Odell Beckham Jr. is one of the reasons he's a star is because he's played in New York. Now, Cleveland is going to get maximum number of national TV appearances because they're everybody's darling right now. And I think the NFL is more fun. I think it's better when the Browns are good. It's been so long, I've almost forgotten what it's like because when I started covering the NFL for the first 10 years, they were really good. Never went to the Super Bowl, but they were a Super Bowl contender under Bernie Kosar when he was the quarterback and Marty Schottenheimer when Marty was the head coach. So if I'm Odell Beckham Jr. and I can go with Baker Mayfield in his second season playing with one of my closest friends, Jarvis Landry, and playing for my college coach who's coaching receivers, and get away from New York, where every time I went to the bathroom, everybody wanted to know what I was doing, I would be ecstatic to be out of New York and be in Cleveland.
Speaking of the quarterbacks there, everyone's comparing Baker Mayfield and his situation to what Kyler Murray will be doing at the next level. Kyler Murray today meeting with the Arizona Cardinals, and we can certainly debate whether or not he's going to go number one overall. In your latest mock draft, John, is he the number one pick?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with him number one. Early on, I had it be Bosa, and one time I switched to Quinnen Williams, but I think that even though Steve Keim, the general manager, has final say, and he's been on shaky ground because of the DUI plus the fact they were terrible and a lot of his moves haven't worked, especially his two quarterbacks, Sam Bradford, Mike Glennon, last season to back up Josh Rosen. I'm going with what my head coach wants, and everybody just assumes he wants Kyler Murray. And then I'm gonna trade Rosen. I'm going to find Rosen to get the best deal I can get from a team. Could be Washington, could be Miami, could be somebody else. And I'm going to do everything I can to maximize that trade, and I'm going to roll with Murray.
Blake Bortles and the decision to go to L.A., do you like where he landed and why?
I would have thought that Bortles would have wanted to go somewhere where he at least had a chance to play a little bit, like Ryan Tannehill, even though he was traded. You know, the fact that Mariota has not played 16 games, he can go in thinking, well, I'm going to get to play a little bit, don't know how much. But Bortles looks like wanted to play for Sean McVay, wanted to learn under McVay, because Jared Goff has been very durable. And he's going out there kind of like Tyrod Taylor going to the Chargers. Must be because he wanted a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Same as Bortles, get a ring, because Taylor's going to the Chargers, where Phillip Rivers is the most durable quarterback in the NFL, shows no signs of letting up and plans to play into his 40s. So Bortles, I'm happy for him. You know, the guy was so inconsistent at Jacksonville at times. He was just terrible last season after coming close to the Super Bowl. He needs to go somewhere where there's no pressure at all, and I think that was a great spot for him.
John, thank you as always, and we will catch up later this week to discuss all things NFL.
My guys, thank you very much, and always remember, it's tax deductible.
Thank you, John. Absolutely. And it all goes to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and Team Hutt 104.5.
Titans fans, mark your calendars for Thursday, April 18th. John McClain presents In the Evening with Amy Adams Strunk. Join Team Hutton 104.5 for an exclusive night with the controlling owner of your Tennessee Titans 1 week before the NFL Draft. Thursday, April 18th at the Bell Tower on 4th Avenue. All proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. John McClain presents An Evening with Amy Adams Strunk. Tickets are available now at 104.5thezone.com.